inside. She's a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a night to keep. He can't hang around.
Tuesday morning, and welcome to Our House here at WWDB. You are now listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway, and I am delighted to be here right before Thanksgiving. Yes, it is here already. The holidays are here. I cannot believe it. We have a packed and loaded show today, so I hope that you will listen and learn. We are live, of course, right here on the radio at 860 AM. We are live on the podcast right here at WWDB and Odyssey. And you can find me on Instagram and Facebook under Home Improvement Fix and Facts if you have any questions. So with Thanksgiving, literally, what are we, 2 days away? Oh, my goodness. The holidays got here so fast. I wanted to discuss the National Turkey Day, which is Thanksgiving. And we are actually going to have on our show today an expert from Butterball, just giving us some safety tips and what to do in our kitchen for the Thanksgiving holiday and getting prepared. And Sue Smith will be joining us shortly. We will also be spending some time with Chase Bank because as we're getting ready for the holidays, you know, we tend to spend too much money during the holidays. And even if it's just on home improvements or just gifts or certain things for, you know, our loved ones, there are money lessons that we can all learn, particularly our children. And I just thought that would be nice to bring that on before the holidays get here. Even though it's not necessarily a home improvement fix and facts, it kind of is when you want to have good financial habits, no matter who you are. So Matt Cremata will be joining us on that interview. If I sound a little stuffy and I sound a little out of it, I have had the flu or something like that. Definitely not COVID. Was testing every day. So you might hear a cough here and there, which is not unusual for me on my show because I always seem to cough. But if I sound a little stuffy or a little out of sorts, now you know why. I actually had to cancel my show yesterday because I couldn't even talk. So we're back in the saddle again and ready to roll here on Thanksgiving. So how many people travel on Thanksgiving? How many people do the big Thanksgiving dinner and all of that stuff? Well, we're going to break it down and we're going to talk about some of the most dangerous hazards in your kitchen during this time. But before I do that, last week, I told everybody I was going to put this off for another week, but I told everybody I was going to tell you why black is the new hot color, you know, why suddenly it's important to paint interior doors black, why it's getting so chic. You know, it reminds me of that Rolling Stones song, you know, you see a red door and you want to paint it black.
I see my red door, I must have it into black.
Well, you're not alone. Thanks. Thanks, Tyler. Thanks for throwing that in there. You're not alone. Here's what people want to know. Black is always a hot color in your house. Whether people know it or not, I talked about people actually painting walls black a while ago, and I was not a fan of black walls, but I am a fan of the deep, deep, smoky, smoky, dark grays and things like that. But black, it's more popular now than ever, especially on the trim and the doors in our home. And more and more people are using this to make a very bold statement in their house. Now, I have to say, I do love black trim and black doors in a house. I love a dramatic stairway instead of white and oak that you always see. A black stairway where the wood, the oak is painted black is very dramatic. And I think it's very chic. But a lot of people are afraid to do it. And so I just wanted to say it is a trend. It's a newer trend, but it's actually a very old trend. So black kitchens, we're going to start to see more of that making a comeback right now. And the use of black is gaining just so much more popularity in modern design due to the desire that more of us are trying to get that more dramatic and elegant look in our house. We're getting away from the big open spaces. I talked about that this during the time of COVID, where we're starting to compartmentalize our houses a little bit more. And even though we still have an open concept house, we are striving to have smaller go-to rooms in our house, whether it's a study, a den, an office, a child's study room or playroom, or more people are trying to add a mudroom to their house wherever they can. But the design element of black really does create a sense of luxury and contrast and a lot of personality in your space. And so what are the pros and cons for those of you that have been considering it? And I have gone dark with trim in many cases in the past. There's been times where I've had white walls, but done the trim in my house the color of a painted wall on that particular white wall, because I just think it adds a little drama. It adds a little bit of an element of surprise. Now, it is a DIY project that you can do yourself if you're pretty good with the brush and you know what to do. If not, you can take the doors down and have them spray painted, take them to a paint place and have them sprayed. But there's a lot that you can do. I just think painting it is the way to go. But it definitely is a high-end aesthetic, and it definitely gives you contrast. It's definitely a focal point in a room. And it really, everything goes with black. You know, they say black isn't a color, but it's my favorite color to wear. I just think it makes me look slimmer, but that's in my own head, right? So, you know, that's the pro, that everything goes with black and it's that dramatic aesthetic in a room. But what are the cons? Well, these are the cons, and be prepared for it. Black doors may definitely show more dust and fingerprints and smudges, you know, more readily than light colored doors. So you might have to require a little bit more cleaning. And consider the size of a room when you decide to go black. In smaller rooms, black doors can make the space appear smaller and cozier, but not everybody wants that. People don't want that. That effect is not what they're going for, smaller and cozier. I just said it can be dramatic. So be careful where you put it. And dark colors absorb light, which means that overly dark doors in a small room can make that room feel very heavy and very dark. Unless you have extra lighting in there or bright windows. So be very, very careful when you decide to do this. I don't mind it on a stairwell, like I said. Painting something black just doesn't mean you're limited to, like I said, like jet black. There are so many different shades of black. Like I said, I like that charcoal, that deep, deep, deep color that it feels cool and sometimes can even give a little bit of a brown effect. And depending on the lighting in the room can even make it have like a little bit of a green cast or a very plummy purpley feel to it. So my best advice to anybody that's planning on going black, whether it's for cabinets, whether it's for a stairway, whether it's for trim or doors, please, please, please test out the space first. There is a place where you can order samples of black called Sampleize. That's Sampleize. Or you can paint a few squares of foam core. Just get a piece from the dollar store and cut it into 12 by 12 squares and paint those squares double coated, please. And move those squares around the room. I've mentioned this so many times when it comes to painting, that you really need to move your paint colors around your room in the interior light, the brightness of the sun, the fluorescent lights that you have in your home. Let it sit on your wall, your shelf, your counter for a couple days and look at it in all different lighting. And then move it to another place and do it with several samples and mark them as you feel the ones that you like are the ones that you're leaning towards, because you want to make sure that black is the right black for you. I mean, there's some really nice brown blacks that have very warm undertones if that's a look that you're going for. And it can make the color much, much more livable in a space if you decide to do it on a wall. There is a color called Authentic Black, which has a green tinted black that is really a beautiful color that's inspired by, you know, nature and the design elements out there. There's a great rich black called Off Black. It's very, very strong though. So if you're deciding to go black, be careful with what you pick. Please live with the color for a couple weeks in your house or several of the colors of black. You can use matte and gloss finishes in your house. If you are going with that, it's okay to go with a matte black if you want, unless you really want the color to really stand out and be separate from the walls, then I would absolutely say use a satin. It's gloss. It has a little bit of a gloss to it, but it's very durable and highly reflective. And most people prefer a very, very high gloss. So if you want that really high gloss, it's really going to be super shiny. So the satin is usually where I go, unless it's I want that flat color on a wall, because I feel like it recedes a little bit. But in my opinion, satin is really the best way to go. It does have a little gloss to it. So make sure when you're doing this too, you know, they sell those little samples for $5 or $8 in those little tiny pint jars or whatever. And make sure that you're actually putting the finish on the wall that you like or on your samples. And just a quick tip for those of you that are choosing or considering doing black on your interior doors, make sure that you do the proper surface preparation and maintenance are so crucial when you're painting doors black, because imperfections are a little bit more noticeable and the wear and tear may be a little bit more noticeable. So picking the right color, the finish, and the process will give you a much better level of success when you're doing this. And make sure that you have a really super clean, like majorly super clean surface. This is true of any project that you're going to do in your house. I find that it's always good to make sure your doors are free of dust and dirt and grease. Wipe them down with a damp cloth. Use a mild detergent. Dawn is always a good one. A couple drops with some vinegar if needed, and allow those doors to dry completely before you do it. If you're doing your doors or your windows or anything like that, make sure you take all the handles, the locks, the latches, any hardware off. It's going to be so much easier to paint. And it's actually easier to paint them, to remove it, than cover them with painter's tape. And I would also advise after the door's cleaned to go over the door surface with a very fine grit sandpaper. What this will do is it'll dull the surface and allow the paint to adhere better. And then after you've used a fine grit sandpaper, just a damp cloth, lightly damp cloth, wipe all the dust off the door. You can do that with a tack cloth or a microfiber cloth. And then just making sure that you choose the right paint is so important. If your door has never, ever been painted before, or it's in very poor condition, you know, maybe you're taking some old stained doors, highly recommend a primer that will help the paint stick and help cover up any defects or anything like that that would normally be more noticeable. And I did a whole show on painting a while ago. So if you want to, you know, crawl through the archives of my podcast, you can find it on there. But to paint when you're doing your doors, this is really important. And, you know, believe it or not, with only 2 days to Thanksgiving, this is something that you could do if you wanted to add some color to a room right now, you know, a wall in a room, a wall in your kitchen. But when you're painting, a brush really does matter. Please use a really good quality paintbrush or roller. I love the Purdy line, the P-U-R-D-Y line, because they just do such a great job when you're painting doors or actually anything. And the high quality tools give you extra insurance against getting those brush marks or those roller marks. And it's really helpful with a black surface, especially if you're going super glossy. So make sure that you use the right type of brush when you're painting. If it's a flat panel, you can brush and fine roll it. If it's a paneled door, you might need to use a small brush to coat the molding details and then go over it with the flat paint. So these are just some tips that for anybody, whether it's black or not that you're planning on painting, it's just, I said I would address black because it is the new hot color, even though I think it's always been a hot color. So anyway, let's get down to Turkey Day, November. Believe it or not, we it's not too late to thaw your turkey. They actually have a day called National Fall Day, which I think is crazy. But it would behoove me if I didn't have the Butterball Turkey people here to give us calculations on what we can do to get our turkey ready. Now, is it a home improvement? Yes, I'll tell you why it is. And I'm going to tell you why it's a fact. Because if you don't follow the instructions, you could have a tremendous hazard in your house. Thanksgiving presents the most hidden hazards in our house than any time of year. Three times as many cooking fires occur on Thanksgiving Day. And that's according to the NFPA, the National Fire Protection Association. It's because of the home fires on Thanksgiving Day. The NFPA, their latest estimates shows that there were about 1,550 cooking fires on Thanksgiving, like 10 years ago. That has doubled since then. Actually, they say that it reflects a 230% increase over the daily average of fires. So this is going to be so much more during this time of year. And fires, I told you on one of my shows, my neighbors had a fire on Thanksgiving because they left the turkey in the oven too long. So let's take a minute before we go to our commercial break. Let's take a minute and bring in our butterball expert, Sue Smith. She is really knowledgeable, and I'm really happy to have her. I want to find out a little bit more about her.
Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for joining us this morning. We've got so much going on in the kitchen today. I understand that you are a butterball expert. What makes you the expert?
Well, I am an expert. I've been talking turkey for 25 years, and personally, I'm a registered dietitian with food and nutrition background. And all 50 of us here have that background. It might be a chef, a food stylist, a home economist, but we all bring all of our experience here to answer those questions here at 1-800-BUTTERBALL.
And what started the Butterball turkey line? I know I talk to you guys every year, but for any new listeners or anybody who doesn't know, how did it get started?
You know, it started back 42 years ago. There's just a group of six women, and they realized there's nowhere to go to help people prepare this turkey that they do maybe once, twice a year. So they thought, let's offer an 800 number and see if people will call. And they got flooded with calls. And then the next year they evolved to more people and more calls. And it has just, evolved over the years. And of course you can call us. It's the heart of the talk line. But now, however you want to reach us, we're available. Text, chat, email, social media. So it's really such a great service to answer any of those questions, take that stress away of preparing the meal so you can enjoy just being with family and having a nice Thanksgiving.
So this brings the big question. With Thanksgiving only a couple days away, I remember right. My mom filling up the sink with cold water and putting the turkey in there to thaw it. Is that the right thing to do?
You know, you certainly can. So ideally, that Thursday before Thanksgiving, it's National Thaw Your Turkey Day. Ideally, your turkey's in the refrigerator, it's thawing, and it's going to be fine for Thanksgiving Day. Because it takes about one day for every 4 pounds.
That was my next question. One day for every 4 pounds. Wow. So it could be sitting in ice water in your sink for 2 days if you have a giant turkey.
Well, but the cold water, it's much quicker. So if it's not in the refrigerator, you can soak it in cold water just like your mom did. And that's quicker. It takes about 30 minutes per pound. And we're going to change that water every 30 minutes. So if you have a 16-pound turkey, you're looking about 8 hours in the sink.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's our number one call.
Notes.
We get it. Yes, yes. So, if you wake up Wednesday and it's still in that freezer, no problem. Go ahead and start soaking it in cold water and it'll be just fine for Thanksgiving.
Okay, so I have those measurements down for our listeners. What about cooking time? Because I remember a neighbor of ours long ago, where we used to live, set their kitchen on fire.
Okay, well, let's, and the beauty of a butterball, it comes with a pamphlet and gives you all the time frames, but a 10 to 18 pound turkey, if it's not stuffed, takes anywhere from 3 to 3.5 hours. It's a range, so we always want to make sure all the holiday cooks have a meat thermometer. It truly is your best friend on Thanksgiving Day. Then you know when that turkey is done, and that it should be 170 in the breast and 180 in the thigh. At that point, you remove the turkey from the oven. You're going to let it stand for about 20, 30 minutes, and then you can slice it and enjoy.
So stuffing in or stuffing out?
Oh, personal preference. We alternate at our family. My husband grew up with a stuffed turkey and I grew up with it on the side. So if you're going to stuff the turkey, it's a great way to do it. We do recommend stuffing right before you put it in the oven and make sure the center of that stuffing reaches 165.
And does it require the turkey to cook longer?
It does take a little bit longer. So from that 3 to 3.5 hour mark, you're now looking about, 3.5 to 4.25 or so hours.
Okay, so those are pretty easy things. So let's talk about the Thanksgiving, and we should be technically taking that out of the freezer like any minute and getting
Correct.
It in the fridge. And
right.
is there anything new that you're finding that people are using to celebrate this year? Are they still sticking to the traditional turkey?
They are. We have found that we're really kind of going back to pre-pandemic numbers. They want the traditional turkey. They're having big gatherings, which is great. We'd love to see that. Butterball is all about being together. But we also know that maybe not everyone can be with someone this year based because they've relocated or maybe they just can't fly to see their friends or family. So Butterball has partnered with Bumble for Friends. It's a friend finding app. So you can find your own table this year because, again, we know it's about being together and everybody wants to celebrate Thanksgiving. So we're super excited about that collaboration. Findyourtable2023.com will give you a lot of information about that.
What was that again, the email address?
It is findyourtable2023.com.
Okay. I just want to make sure everybody gets it, and I'd like to write it down so I can repeat it. Now, here's a question for you, being a registered dietitian. Tryptophan that's in turkey, is it true that it makes us sleepy after the meal?
Tryptophan in large amounts can make you sleepy. There's not really enough in the amount of turkey you're consuming to make you sleepy. It's really just having a lot of food that's making you sleepy. But there is tryptophan in turkey. That is correct, but not enough to make you really tired.
And Sue, I always think of turkey and Thanksgiving as the mashed potatoes, the stuffing, the corn, the sweet potatoes. Notice everything I'm saying is starch and heavy. What can you recommend to our listeners to make a more balanced plate? And is there a way to keep everybody from overstuffing themselves?
Well, you can't control what they eat. In fact, we recommend go big right on Thanksgiving Day. But of course, you can get some vegetables, side dishes, and you can do frozen, you can do canned, you can have your guests bring different side dishes and you can say, why don't you bring a vegetable side dish if you want to make a little bit lighter and mix it up with all of the starches. So absolutely. So it's a good way to balance out the meal. We always have a broccoli casserole. We have the green bean casserole, and we do. Okay. We have the corn as well, but yeah.
All good stuff. And for our listeners, the day after Thanksgiving, we have lots of leftover turkey. I know my husband loves it because he likes the hot roast turkey sandwiches. Any other suggestions you would make for our listeners?
We always make turkey enchiladas at our house, and we also make a pulled turkey sandwich, which is really nice. We just shred it, add some barbecue sauce into a crock pot, put some Hawaiian rolls out, and we just kind of have those sandwiches throughout the day. We have turkey chili here at the talk line, which is a really easy way to utilize those leftovers. So if you go to butterball.com, there's some really great recipe ideas for leftovers.
Awesome.
But it's one of the best part of Thanksgiving is enjoying the turkey for a few days afterwards.
The leftovers, yes. And you just gave us that number, 1-800-BUTTERBALL. So if anybody has any questions whatsoever, they can call, no matter what it is pertaining to their turkey.
Absolutely. We're here. We're here, of course, on Thanksgiving Day for 12 hours. We're here until December 24th. And no question is too silly. We're all hands on deck that day, and we're happy to answer any question. Take some of that stress away from preparing your turkey, and hope everyone has that nice Thanksgiving meal.
Awesome. Thank you for telling us you're there till December 24th, because they can keep using this right up through the holidays at Christmas and whatever other holidays people are celebrating.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing our morning with us and getting our turkey ready and trying to keep our kitchen safe. So thank you so much, Sue, and we'll be talking to you again next year.
Thank you. My pleasure, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I am so happy that you listeners had a chance to talk to her, because if you don't take the proper precautions in your kitchen when you are cooking your turkey, you can add to house fires and salmonella and all kinds of things, especially if it's not thawed. And as I had said, home fires, they can happen any time of the year. Generally, they increase during the winter and fall, but the most fires happen on Thanksgiving Day when cooking fires occur. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back with some tips on what you can do, God forbid, a fire should start in your kitchen. You're listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway, and we will be right back.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
Gobble, gobble one, gobble, gobble two, gobble, gobble me, gobble, gobble you. Listen to me now, gobble, gobble three,
gobble, thanks, gobble four. That's a great song for the Thanksgiving Holloway, which is, I said Holloway, holiday. Which is approaching us at any moment. Oh my goodness, you should be prepping right now for the holiday. And I just want to let everybody know that it's great to get started early in your house, because there's nothing like having a bunch of guests and not being prepared, pulling your hair out, running around, not being organized for the big day that you spend all day preparing for and take 20 minutes to eat. So one of the tips that I'd like to recommend to everybody, it is okay to set your table the day or the night before your holiday. Even if you're doing a buffet in your house, I would still advise setting your table, putting out your silverware, your glasses, your napkins, and then stack your plates by the buffet or put them on the counter. They will not get dusty overnight. And it's just one less thing that you can have to worry about the day of Thanksgiving. So a great little design tip, decorate your table, do whatever garnishments you're going to do to make it pretty. You can even set the silverware and certain things out now, the napkins and things like that, and then tomorrow drop the glasses and the plates on the table. So with Thanksgiving being the highest fire day of three times more than all year round, what are some things that you can do? Now, the first thing people might want to do is grab some baking soda, because we've always heard that baking soda can put out fires, but baking soda is only good for small fires. But I would still keep a nice box handy just in case. That the cooking is, like I said, the main cause, especially of residential fires in most homes. And so it's important that when you are cooking, you need to really stand by your pots and pans. If you leave the kitchen, turn the burner off. If you have something cooking other than a crock pot, I would highly suggest you turn the crock pot down to low. If you're leaving the house, you can always turn it back up to high before you leave. But if you're leaving your kitchen for any reason other than, you know, to run a quick errand or, you know, errand in the house, like taking clothes out of the washer or dryer, just turn your burners off. If you're leaving the house for any reason, do not leave a turkey in the oven and leave your house. People say, oh, well, it'll cook while I'm gone. Well, sure, it'll cook, but you have no control over what can happen on the road. What if you get caught up in traffic? What if there's an accident or something like that and you can't get back to your house in time? Unless you have a smart device, a smart oven where you can turn it off through an app in your phone, I would say don't do that. If you're doing any fried foods in your house, make sure that you keep an eye on what you fry. Most cooking fires start with fried food, believe it or not. it's important that you roll up your sleeves and don't wear anything long and hanging. Make sure that nothing is getting in the way that could catch fire. Even if you have long sleeves on, believe it or not, I mean, I've done this where I've had something long on and it's dripped through the gravy or something like that. So make sure that you are rolling up your sleeves and keeping things from dripping. And please, ladies, put a hat on or put your hair back, put it in a barrette or a scrunchie or something. Nobody wants to find that unforsaken hair in their food. And believe it or not, you can choke on that if it gets caught in your throat. So make sure you are up to date on the Heimlich maneuver too, in case anybody is choking at your table. Know what you have to do to keep that person from choking and potentially dying. We've done a show on fires and we talked about that in there. It takes 2 seconds to go on the internet and look that up. Supervise your children and your pets, especially in the kitchen area. That is not an area for children and pets to play. Make sure they stay away from the stove. And if you have any young helpers, your children or grandchildren helping you, make sure that they are following the safety precautions too, that they know to stay away from that stove unless you are right there with them. That is so important, that you know exactly what those kids are up to the whole time that you are in the kitchen, and don't allow them to be in the kitchen when you are not there. And definitely watch what you are cooking. If you see any smoke or grease, especially if it starts to boil, the grease, make sure you turn that burner off right away. If you have a pot holder handy, which you should, move it off the burner and put a lid on it right away. So make sure that when you are cooking, you have a lid or something there that you can smother a fire with. And if there's a fire in your oven, okay, don't try to get the turkey out of the oven. If there's a fire in your oven, keep the door closed, turn the oven off, and keep the door closed until it's cool. Figure if there's a fire in your oven, you're not eating that turkey anyway, so there's no reason to open the door. Make sure that anything that can burn is away from the stove. Now, we should know this, dish towels, bags, boxes, paper, curtains, pot holders, anything like that. But there have been times where I have removed something from the stove and then forgot that that burner was still hot. And then I put a plate down on top of it and then went to pick up the plate. And oh my God, it was so hot. So be aware of burners that are hot that you remove from the stove, and make sure that you turn pot handles backward away from the stove so no one can bump into them or accidentally pull them over. Yes, it happens. It definitely happens. And people, if you are doing a turkey outdoors, keep it outdoors. Turkey fryers should only be used outdoors. Please don't bring it indoors. The fryer is sturdy, and it can, it's made for outdoors. The turkey fryers that they have and the green egg and all that, don't think that you can bring it indoors. But also, if you're using a turkey fryer outside or you're roasting your turkey on the grill, again, that fryer is going to be running for quite some time. It's going to be quite hot. Make sure that it's in a sturdy place away from surfaces that can burn. And this is the time of year, if you didn't do it already, I always say at daylight saving times, check your smoke alarms, make sure that they are working and that you've replaced the batteries. And most importantly, did you buy your kitchen fire extinguisher? I'm waiting. Did you buy it? Well, if you didn't, run to the store now and get one. There are simple for $10, $15, $20. You can buy a small fire extinguisher. You should have one in your kitchen anyway. But if you don't have one, I highly recommend you go get one. Maybe you don't need it for Thanksgiving, but you never know when you're going to need a fire extinguisher in your house. And make sure when you do go to the store to buy a fire extinguisher, you read the fire extinguisher. There are several types of fire extinguishers. I did a show on this that are for all different types of fires. And there are some that are specific for kitchens, garages, things like that. So make sure you read up on it And if you want to know more, you can go to the U.S. Fire Administration site. That's the U.S. Fire Administration site and get more tips for what you can do to keep your home safe from fires, because nobody wants to have their holiday ruined because of a fire, because they weren't being attentive, because, you know, they were in a hurry to get things done. So be alert and pay attention, especially knowing that during this time of year, this is the time that there are the most fires in a house. And this is also a time of year that food poisoning can occur. So again, you don't want your guests coming to your home and getting food poisoning because food was left out too long. They say 2 hours is the maximum amount of time that you should leave food out. Make sure that you are putting it away as soon as you possibly can so that your guests don't come to your house and go home and get food poisoning or get sick because the food was left out too long, or you left the turkey out too long to thaw. And that can happen, folks. So make sure you go to the 1-800-BUTTERBALL line and listen to what you can do to cook your turkey, get recipes, make sure that you are being as safe as you can possibly be in your home during this time of year. It's a great time of year. It's a great time for all of us to get together and give thanks to our friends and our family and be thankful. You know, think about it, people, at this time of year, how lucky are we that we have an apartment or a condo or a home or a friend's house to go to for Thanksgiving, that we have a roof over our head and that we can sit here on the radio and talk about cooking a turkey and the fires that may happen instead of being in a third world country where they don't even have a home. And of course, Thanksgiving is not a day that they celebrate. That's here in the United States. But, you know, it's just definitely a time to think of, you know, how lucky we are and how lucky we are that our loved ones are with us and that we can take time to have blessings and be thankful for all of that. So, you know, please, please, please keep that in mind. Quick question here. If you have, okay, yep, I just answered that, but I'll answer it again. Grease fire. Okay. If you have a small grease fire on your stovetop and decide to fight that fire, there's a couple things that you can do. Like I said, I just mentioned it. Baking soda is a great one if it's a small one, but smother the flames by sliding a lid over the pot, turning off the burner, and moving it off the stove. And do not take that lid off until the pan is completely cooled. So I did answer that question, but I appreciate that you're listening. Also, one more tip. Be careful if you're using a disposable aluminum pans in your oven. One pan is not enough. I'm telling you, unless you put it on a cookie sheet or something like that, consider doubling up on using the two pans, because if you puncture the pan, those juices can, the turkey drippings and juices can spread into the oven and cause a fire. So I would double up on those pans, and I would consider putting an old cookie sheet underneath the aluminum pans, because it is easy to use them. You know, it's easy cleanup, but not if you poke a hole in it, which is so easy to do. And if you go to the 1-800-BUTTERBALL line and you're somebody who uses a meat thermometer, they'll give you the proper temperatures there. The use of turkey fryers also can lead to, like I said, devastating burns and so many injuries, and they can destroy your property. And they can cause huge amounts of problems that because they have such a high temperature and they use oil. So please, please, please be prepared and keep a fire extinguisher outside if you are choosing to fry a turkey. So be careful, folks. You have 2 days till Thanksgiving. I can't believe it's here already. It's so important that we do the right things in our kitchen as we're getting ready. So with that being said, I just wanted to mention, you know, with 2 days left, it's not time to be remodeling your kitchen. It's not time to start that project. It's not even time to start a project for Christmas or the New Year. You can lay the groundwork for it, but you are not renovating your house at all at this time of year. But like I said, if you really want to do a quick little inexpensive upgrade that you can literally start today and have done by tomorrow night, a coat of paint is the best option that I can give you to do an upgrade in your house, in your kitchen, or anything like that. So that's really the only upgrade that I would do. It's you don't really have enough time. Well, you could probably change out the lighting or change the cabinet hardware if you want, but this is also not the time to put a new appliance in your home, a new oven or a new range or anything like that, because you are not familiar with how that item works. So with that being said, I want to take another quick commercial break. And then when I come back, I know that this is a little bit off topic for the holiday. Well, actually, it's not, because it's the holidays are here, and being smart with our money is super important. And being smart, not just us as our adults, but it's really important with our children, because, you know, children are, I want. And this is the time that we start our holiday shopping. I mean, to me, Thanksgiving is always this season that kicks off Christmas and holiday shopping, you know, Black Friday and things like that. So let's have a good experience with our money, and let's have a good experience with our kids. So when we come back, we're going to be talking to Matt Gramada. When I come back from commercial break, I will tell you who he is and why he's here. You are listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway, and we will be right back.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Thanks.
So fill your plate and fill your drink and fill this house with family, the kind of love that all these years can't wash away. Cause the older that I get, I see the life is short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day.
And we are back. You're listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway. And Tyler, I'm hoping that you can help me right now. I have the Salvation Army on the line, and they want to talk about giving this time of year. And I'm trying to figure out, if I forward you the link, can you pull it up on your end so that we can bring them on the line for a couple minutes before we talk to Matt, even if I have to move Matt to next week?
Sure thing.
Okay, I'm going to forward this to you right now because I forgot they wanted to join us this week, and I'm going to see if I can send this to you. I'm just going to forward the whole thing over to you. I forgot they wanted to talk about this of families in need. So give me 1 second while I forward this to you, and let's see if we can get them on the line real quick. Production, and I'm forwarding interview. Because they're going to be live with us, and I want to really be able to get them on the line while I have this other interview up and going. Matt doesn't mind waiting till next week to talk about the holiday, but if you can help me figure out how to bring this interview on right now, I would really appreciate it. So let me tell you what this call-in was. This was an interview, and I completely forgot that the Salvation Army wanted to call us. Because this is the kickoff of the annual Red Kettle campaign to assist families in need, definitely all year round. And Tyler, let me know. I sent you the link. Let me know if you can pull it up on your end and what we need to do to get it running. And the commissioner, Kenneth Hodder, is the national commander of the Salvation Army. And of course, this year, the holiday season, families across the country are faced with the challenges. You know, I just was talking about how lucky we are to have what we have here in our country, and be able to sit down to the Thanksgiving table, but not everybody can. And so I want to be able to bring him online to talk about this and what we can do at this time of year during the Thanksgiving season. And I definitely hope that we can get that interview up and running, because I know it's a tough one when it's at the last minute. And I definitely want to bring that one in. So Tyler, let me know when you have that up and going.
Okay, I have it up and running here, Carol, but we might have, are you able to join into that one as well?
Can we do it on your end? Can I hear it from your end? Or should I try to join in as well?
I have to open up a Zoom link with them, so I would have to shut down this Zoom.
Okay, so we will, I'm trying to think how we do that.
Hop out of this one and join that link, and we'll meet you over there.
And then we'll come right back after that. So, listeners, we're going to bring the Salvation Army on in just a second. We're going to close one link and bring up another one.
Right now, someone in the world is trying to figure out what their significant other wants for dinner.
What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want?
It's a devastating process that can make you feel anxious, confused, even angry.
What do you want?
There are millions of people feeling the same dread
Recording
at dinner time every day.
Yes.
You are not alone. And thankfully,
awesome.
There is support. The National Association for Unimportant Relationship Decisions has free virtual meetings, online support sessions, and a restaurant randomizer. All on an easy-to-use app.
So let me see if I can fix that.
Okay, great. That was just the commercial we had to play to get us over to the here. So, Carol,
okay.
Salvation Army, take it away.
Awesome. All right, guys. Thank you so much. I'm sorry to keep you holding. I literally did forget that we were going to do our Salvation Army interview today at the end of my Home Improvement Fix and Facts radio show. Kenneth, I gave our listeners a little bit of information about you. So tell me why we want to get involved with the Salvation Army. Why is it important?
Good morning, Carol. It's great to be with you, and thank you for this opportunity. The Salvation Army counts upon the generosity of the American people every year at this time so that we can serve the needs of their neighbors throughout the entire coming year. All the money that people give to the Salvation Army will stay local to meet the most immediate needs of people in that community. And the Salvation Army therefore looks to the public for financial support, but also for volunteering. We are looking this year particularly for volunteers to man these kettles. It's a lot of fun and can make a huge impact in a short period of time.
Kenneth, you have such a great radio voice as I'm listening to you talk. You sound so good. You sound so professional. Well, you are. That's what you do. I love it. So I understand that nationally, 82 cents of every dollar donated goes directly towards funding the Salvation Army initiative. So what happens with the other, 18 cents?
Well, the other 18 cents goes to support the Salvation Army's continued expansion around the world. We're now in 134 countries around the world, Carol.
Wow.
And as you can imagine, in order to keep our costs as low as possible, we're always looking ways to continue to economize, because stewardship is a key part of what the Salvation Army believes in.
So besides the red kettles that we see outside of stores and usually supermarkets, how else can we donate to the Salvation Army?
Well, when someone sees a kettle, you're right. They can put a little money in the kettle, but the sign above it gives them the opportunity to use Apple Pay and Google Pay and PayPal and Venmo. Online, they can make donations. They can also use cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Ethereum. They can text the word kettles to 51555. They can take an angel off a Salvation Army angel tree. They can take clothes to their local Salvation Army store. In other words, any way that people can help, the Salvation Army is providing a means for them to do so.
Okay. So that's another great way to do it. You know, I was talking to my mom recently and she said she always used to give to the Salvation Army, but now she's afraid to give to the Red Kettles because she's so afraid people will steal the money. Does that happen?
It happens very rarely. And that's because we recognize that when we put a kettle out, we are establishing a direct connection with the public. And that has huge benefits, but it also takes risks from time to time. So the Salvation Army continues to put out the kettle, believing that even if a kettle is taken, that the American public, once they hear about it, will more than make it up for the Salvation Army. Not for us, of course, but for the people that we serve.
Okay. So is there a way that our listeners, if they want to know more about what the Salvation Army is actually doing, is there a website that they can go to see how you spend your money?
Absolutely. We would invite all of your listeners to go to salvationarmyusa.org. They can get all kinds of information about what the Salvation Army is doing. They can make a donation and they can volunteer. We would look forward to having everyone stop by that website and make a difference in their own community.
Yeah, Kenneth, we see this annual. I just love your voice. I've got this big smile on my face as I'm talking to you. The annual Red Kettle campaign officially kicks off on Thanksgiving Day. So that's when we should start to see the Red Kettles, correct?
Carol, that is a big day for us. The Red Kettle kickoff takes place during the Cowboys Commanders game this year. Our performer this year is the entertainment icon, Dolly Parton. And she is going to be focusing the nation's attention on the kettle campaign. She and the Cowboys have been such tremendous partners. I should say that the Cowboys, this is the 27th year.
Wait a minute, Kenneth, you're in Eagles territory. Be careful.
I know. And I want to say that the Eagles have been extremely supportive of the Salvation Army. Major Ashcraft and Majors Bellinger, who supervise the Army's work in Philadelphia, have often told me about how much the Eagles have done to help the Salvation Army. And it's paid off in a lot of ways because in Philadelphia this year alone, 70,000 people have been helped.
Wow.
And so it's just made a huge, huge impact.
Thank you for giving us the statistics for our area. But tell me a little bit more about Dolly Parton kicking this off, because I love her.
Oh, she is tremendous. Dolly wanted to make sure that she played a part in bringing the Christmas kettle to life for people. So she is going to be singing and performing. And golly, we could not ask for a more energetic and more beloved entertainer to help us to advertise what the Salvation Army is doing.
So, Kenneth, the Salvation Army provided rent and utility assistance for 3.1 million families last year, keeping them safe and warm throughout the year, and particularly at this time of year. What else can you tell our listeners that the Salvation Army has done?
Well, it's important to keep in mind that the Salvation Army, because it will meet every need, is dedicating itself to meeting those who are food insecure. 44 million people in this country are food insecure. 7 million of those are children, Carol. And the Salvation Army finds that totally unacceptable. We must, in addition to providing shelter for the homeless, we must, in addition to providing rehabilitation services for those who are addicted to drugs and alcohol, we must ensure that the next generation is cared for. And that will mean not only food, but it will mean clothes, and it will mean toys at Christmas so that they can grow up healthy and strong and prepared for the opportunities that they'll encounter in their own lives. So children are a big part of what the Salvation Army is trying to do all year long.
And before I have to let you go, I thank you for joining us at the end of our show and telling us about the Salvation Army. Where can our listeners go for more information?
We would invite everyone either to contact their local Salvation Army. We have 7,000 locations around the nation. In the Philadelphia area, of course, they can call our divisional headquarters. But the best place to get all of the information they need is to go to salvationarmyusa.org.
Kenneth, thank you so much for joining us on Home Improvement Fix and Facts. We are going to take a quick commercial break and we will be right back to wrap up the show. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Carol, and Merry Christmas.
And same to you as well. Happy holidays.
At home, at work, or on your travels, you don't have to miss a minute of your favorite WWDB shows. Download the free WWDB app to listen anywhere. You can also stream us live, listen to podcasts, and learn more about our great shows at WWDBAM.com. And you can always tune in on your phone or any smart speaker. Tell Alexa, play WWDB AM 860.
And we're back with Carol Holloway, Fixin' Facts.
And we are back. Thank you, Tyler. I threw that at you at the last moment. I am so sorry, but I think we ran it pretty smoothly. I think it's important at this time of year to bring on the Salvation Army and talk about all that they are doing, because it's important to help all of our families. We are fortunate that we have a home. So thank you for doing that for me. I really appreciate it. And also, what I wanted to say is, Matt Gramada, who was joining us from Chase Bank, is ever so kind to step in and join us again next week. I pushed him off so that we could talk to the Salvation Army live on the air. So they will be back to he will be back to join us next week. And I want to thank everybody for listening to Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway. Make it a great holiday. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Be alert, be kind, pay it forward, do something nice, and we'll be back next week with more. Thank you for listening.